théâtre d'Edmond Morel.
I'm James Ellroy. I'm here to answer any and all questions you may have for me. The most invasive, the most banal, the most pedestrian, the most provocative. I have finally found happiness in love. Don't interrupt me.
Okay.
Right? I got a very stringent rule about being interrupted in the middle of my answers, because most men only learn the hard way. And you have to make a lot of mistakes on the way to true love. And I made more than my share. I never answer questions like that because it's hypothetical. And it's futile, because she was murdered, and that's that, and it played out the way that it did. I only act and think in a manner that gets me from point A to point B. And thinking hypothetically runs inimical to that. So I never ponder issues of that manner. I have always felt a potent sense of destiny that came to me straight from God. I always felt that God had a plan for me, and that if I was virtuous and exercised my light side over my dark side, that I would creatively triumph in the end. It's an explication. It's an apology to the women with whom I engaged misconduct. It's the story of a spiritual quest. And it's a story with a very, very odd, happy ending. It's entirely unique in all my writings. It's my second memoir, the second book that uses as a framing device, although it's completely different, the 1958 murder of my mother, and it's my farewell to memoir. Because there are larger issues than murder, and the holy conjunction of men and women is one of them. What separates great memoirs from self-absorbed, solipsistic memoirs is the inclusion of universal themes. Thus, misogynistic violence is bigger than my mother's story of murder, and its impact upon me as a child and a man. Thus, the story of my romantic life explicates the holy conjunction of men and women, which is bigger than me. I felt that I was responsible. It dictated my actions for many years. It's a precipitating event. Many men have a traumatic componentry to their attraction to women. I am among them. I seek redemption and atonement in women. This is that story. Each one brings to me what I describe in the book. I'm not going to detail any of the specific relationships with women in the book. you will see that it is a gradual journey of self-knowledge that goes from utter abstinence to profligacy to happy monogamy, covering half a century. Writing, there's only one woman now, and it's the woman Erika Schickel, who forms the conclusion of the book. I can't live without Erika Schickel, and I can't live without writing books. My mother, Jean Hilliker. I didn't create her in the strict sense, in that she was a real-life character. There are great fictional characters that I've created. None rests in me as indelibly as her. How do I feel in the present? I feel good, like a motherfucker, because of love. There are many important things in life. Chiefly, God. Secondly, romantic love. Good, solid, satisfying, creative work is right up there. I have many stories to tell. The grand design for the rest of my literary career is to recreate through fiction large pieces of American history. I want to rewrite that history to my own exact sense of detail. Have been the books that I've written myself. The most influential book that I did not write is Libra by Don DeLillo, his 1988 novel about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which influenced my novel American Tabloid, and the two books that followed it, The Cold 6000 and Blood's a Rover, which form my best-selling, award-winning Underworld USA trilogy. I am not interested in writing about America today. I avoid contemporary culture. I am only interested in writing about America in the past. It takes 30 years for American history to germinate within me. The grand design, as I've previously stated, of the rest of my career is to go back to bygone eras in America and rewrite them to my own specifications. Next question. J. Edgar Hoover covers American Tabloid, The Cold 6000, and Blood's a Rover. There is no guarantee that Mr. Eastwood's movie about J. Edgar Hoover will ever be made.
Why?
It's just an idea. It's a film script. Most film scripts don't get made. Great, great desire to tell stories. The desire to bend history to my own moral design. French people are smarter and more culturally attuned.
I agree.
To American history, oddly, than Americans. It was French people who discovered Horace McCoy and James M. Cain and Dashiell Hammett with greater acuity than American people, and they were all American writers.
Why?
I don't know.
Americans are stupid, no.
Americans are not stupid. French people may be smarter. I would call my books subversive, but I would call them staunchly pro-American. Writing is a wonderful drug. It makes you feel good. It does not damage your health. It allows you to reach out to other people without becoming unduly emotionally entangled with them.
Les rencontres d'Edmond Morel.